your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
JC, it is time to make our picks for week 8 in the CFL, bro. You went 0-4 against the spread last week. What do you got to say for yourself?
I have no excuses. I simply wish for better in the future. And I apologize to all of my dedicated fans for disappointing you. I know. Abbott Nation is truly.
I'm sure your mom will get over it. It's okay.
You think she listens to this podcast? No.
I assume she was at least the president of Abbott Nation. Is she not? If she's not, I would be concerned. My mom is certainly the president of Hodge Nation.
She is, but she wouldn't know a good pick or a bad pick. That's the difference. She loves me anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's cute. I think my mom loves me anyway, even when the picks are bad. She doesn't love all of our listeners because she reads all the comments and gets very upset with some of the negative ones, but I tell her, I don't care. People can write what they want to write. It's fine. But let's get into it, JC. We got 4 games, and hopefully they're better than last week. Week 7 was a dud in the CFL from an entertainment standpoint. Week 6 was sensational. So hopefully we're doing like an A-B pattern type thing where week 6 was great, so week 8 is going to be great. We start off with the Montreal Alouettes being 3.5-point favorites over the Saskatchewan Roughriders on Thursday night. Even though they'll be without Cody Fajardo in the starting lineup. Caleb Evans went 2-0 as a starter in spot duty last season, though he struggled at times in the club's last game after Fajardo left with a hamstring injury. The Riders are also banged up as AJ Ouellette won't play due to a hip injury and third-year running back Frankie Hixon taking his place. Who you got in this one, JC?
This is a tough game to call because you've got two tremendous defenses and two really banged up football teams with backup quarterbacks under center. I think it's going to come down to the most minute of details here, and to me that's rest. The Montreal Alouettes are coming off a bye week. They are going to be more refreshed than the Saskatchewan Roughriders are, and I think Caleb Evans is one of the more underrated players in the Canadian Football League. Yeah, he didn't look great coming off the bench for Cody Fajardo 2 weeks ago, but like you said, Hodge, 2-0 as a starter last year, has a wealth of experience despite not being very old. I think he's going to be more able to handle that tough Rider defense than Shea Patterson is going to be able to handle that exquisite Montreal defense because he's just in his fourth career start. I've got the Alouettes winning this one, but I'm keeping it at a field goal. I'm not taking them to cover the spread.
I'm a little bit nervous about my pick, JC, because I got the exact same one as you. I'm taking Montreal to win, but the Riders to cover. I don't think that this game should be more than 3 points. And to me, the rest is 100% the difference. The Riders have also shaken up their secondary a little bit. Amari Henderson getting the start at boundary corner after being a healthy scratch the last 5 weeks. We'll see what Frankie Hixon is able to do. I know that AJ Ouellette's stats aren't eye-popping, but I feel like his physicality at the point of attack has been a tone setter for that Saskatchewan Roughriders team. That being said, Montreal coming off the bye, they're at home. The Riders got a lot of travel here. Regina to Montreal is a long way, and they're doing it on only 5 days of rest with their backup quarterback, with the backup running back. I agree these are the two best defenses in the CFL, so I'd probably also consider taking the under in this one, but I will take the Alouettes to win, given they're more rested, but the Riders to cover. The Ottawa Redblacks are 1.5-point home underdogs to the Calgary Stampeders on Friday night, which seems like somewhat of a surprise, considering the club is 4-2 for the first time since 2018. Drew Brown threw two interceptions in a slugfest against the Elks last week, while Jake Mayer was named Three Down Nation's Offensive Player of the Week after throwing three touchdown passes in an upset win over BC. Can the Red Blacks take care of business at home?
I think this is going to be the week where the Red Blacks struggle, and I think the margin between these two teams is also pretty tight, but Calgary is very healthy right now. They're getting a lot of players back into the lineup that they need, and I think last week's victory over BC was a huge confidence boost for this Stampeders team to prove that they belong in the mix in the West Division, going against the Red Blacks, who have a bye next week, who are a little banged up after their short week against Edmonton. I think it's going to be the Stampeders' health that prevails over this Red Black squad. I'm taking them to win and to cover.
I am going to go the opposite of you, JC. I understand that two of Ottawa's wins have come against Edmonton, but I feel like this team isn't getting enough respect. And Drew Brown has struggled in the past against the Stampeder defense, which was excellent against the BC Lions. Yeah, Vernon Adams Jr. sailed a lot of passes in that game, struggled with the win, but I think the Stampeders deserve a ton of credit for being really the only team so far this season that's been able to really put the halt on that Vernon Adams Jr. BC Lions attack. My challenge is I don't trust Jake Mayer to have two great games in a row. He was excellent against the BC Lions. I don't think he can do it again. Can he prove me wrong? It's possible. But for now, I'm going to take the Ottawa Red Blacks to win and cover this very short spread at home. I like the way that they run the ball. Reichwell Armstead has been very good so far this season. And the Stampeders are the league's number 9 ranked rush defense. So I think that will take some pressure off of Drew Brown. So I'm happy here to take the home side. Ottawa Redblacks at 5-2. Wouldn't that be a story in the nation's capital, considering the utter incompetence that team has had on the field since the start of the 2019 campaign.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
The Toronto Argonauts are short home favorites over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Saturday night, despite coming off a disappointing loss to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It was a mistake-riddled game for the Argos, allowing a blocked punt and fumble return touchdown, with Cameron Dukes being pulled in favor of Nick Arbuckle. The Blue Bombers also had a rough go of things last week, managing only 9 points against the Riders as Zach Collaros threw a bad interception and Nick Dempsey committed a late fumble. Which team will have the better bounce back game?
It's interesting when you look at that matchup because going into the season, a game between Toronto and Winnipeg should have been a clash of titans, right? These are two of the best franchises in recent years, but both are struggling a little bit right now. Toronto at 500, Winnipeg shockingly below it. It's going to be a close one, but I think that the Blue Bombers here are going to prevail if Brady Oliveira is healthy. He didn't practice on Tuesday. It looks like he was back on the field today when we're recording this on Wednesday. If he's good to go, I think that's going to be a huge difference maker for Winnipeg because Toronto is unlikely to have defensive tackle Jared Brinkman in the lineup. He truly is the underrated star of that defensive line in terms of the ability to defend the run. He is fantastic in the middle there. With him absent, Oliveira should have a more successful game on the ground than maybe you'd usually expect against the Argos. And I don't think Cameron Dukes provides enough at the quarterback position right now to overcome that if Winnipeg is able to establish the run. I see that happening. I've got the Bombers all the way.
I am going to take the Toronto Argonauts to win and cover this spread at BMO Field. Here's a stat for you, JC. Both of these teams have lost more games in 2024 than they did in 2023, which is a crazy thing to say because it is week 8, not week 18. It is week 8. Yet here we are, 3 losses for the Argos, 5 for the Bombers, both one more than they had all of last year. To me, the Toronto Argonauts have suffered along the defensive line. You mentioned the Brinkman injury. They are still very much missing Falaron Arimolade up front. Jake Ceresna was back last week, but I still clearly don't think is 100%. That being said, Winnipeg has struggled to protect Zach Collaros. Zach Collaros has struggled to protect the ball. And on the flip side, I mean, the Bombers had an okay day getting pressure against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, but that was against 2 rookie offensive tackles. The Argonauts offensive line, though they actually have allowed more sacks than Saskatchewan. I think that that is a bit of a fluke of the stats. I still think this Toronto Argonauts offensive line is very good. Whoever's back there for the Argos, we don't know yet if it'll be Cameron Dukes or Nick Arbuckle. I think they're going to have a lot of time to make plays. I think Rashid Bailey is going to be very motivated against his former team and somebody else, JC, who's going to be very motivated to beat his former team and is on an unbelievable torrid streak right now of punt return touchdowns, is Janarian Grant. So between those two factors combined with some of the injuries, the protection issues, I am taking the Toronto Argonauts to bounce back from their loss against their arch rival Ticats, get a win over Winnipeg on Saturday. The Edmonton Elks are somehow 3.5-point favorites over the Hamilton Tiger Cats this week at Commonwealth Stadium, despite being off to an 0-6 start. The team was miserable last week in a loss to the Red Blacks as McLeod Bethel-Thompson struggled and Trey Ford failed to spark the offense in two short series at quarterback. Meanwhile, the Tiger Cats got off the schneid with a win over their rival Argos, despite allowing a punt return touchdown to Janarian Grant. Can Hamilton win two in a row, or can the Elks finally get things going in the post-Chris Jones era?
I think everything should point towards the Elks finally getting a victory. Nobody goes 0-4 in the CFL for that long. I think they're the more talented team overall. And the Ticats, despite that victory last week, just haven't given me a lot of faith in them this year. But teams don't beat the Edmonton Elks. The Edmonton Elks beat themselves. And right now, I don't trust what's going on inside that organization at all. And it comes down to the quarterback situation. McLeod Bethel-Thompson, of course, went off last week on short weeks trying to defend player safety or whatever his impassioned point was. But buried within all of that, Hodge, was a point that a lot of people missed. He called the fact that he got pulled off for a couple series for Trey Ford horrible. Said there was no way he could establish a rhythm. It got buried in all that other stuff that he was talking about the league. But if they continue this setup of putting Ford on the field, which there's going to be a lot of pressure to do so in Commonwealth Stadium with fans chanting his name thanks to that 0-6 start, then I think McLeod's going to struggle again. And I think it's going to cause a little bit of a rift in that team if they don't have one true quarterback. I think this is going to be a close one, but in the end, the Elks will beat themselves like they always do.
I proudly stated last week that I wouldn't take the Hamilton Tiger Cats to win until they won a game. And therefore, I'm happy to take them this week because I'm not going to take the Edmonton Elks until they win this season. I have taken the Edmonton Elks, I think it's 3 times so far this season. That has cost me dearly in our picks standings at Three Down Nation. I am done. The Edmonton Elk got no post-coach firing bump last week. Usually you see that when a coach gets fired. They did not come out re-energized, reinvigorated like they've been put on alert last week. Last week, they looked like a hungover teenager getting out of bed the night after a bender. It was ugly. And it was an ugly football game, and right now they're an ugly team. I am not taking Edmonton until they win a game. I like some of the moves that interim general manager G. Roy Simon has made thus far. I do think that Jarius Jackson is a good coach, but this team right now is not working. It is dysfunctional. I will take the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I still don't trust the Tiger Cats very much. Last week's win, they got some, I won't call them fluky plays, but plays where you wonder how sustainable, right, this style of winning is. Are you going to block a punt every week? Are you going to get a fumble return touchdown every week? The answer is probably not, but you're playing the Elks, who, as you said, JC, tend to beat themselves. So therefore, I am comfortable taking the Hamilton Tiger Cats straight up, and I am shockingly thrilled to get them at +3.5, because right now, I don't care that the Elks are at home, they shouldn't be getting points to anybody, even if the Ticats are a one-win football team. So I will take the Tabbies to win and cover for the final game of Week 8. And as always, we thank you for checking out our picks for Week 8 in the Canadian Football League. Please check back to our podcast feed, our YouTube channel, on Monday as we break down all the action, of course, with Justin Dunk as well as JC Abbott and myself. We'll see you then. Enjoy the games.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.